media members on the line, just hit star one if you have questions for any of our coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about the week ahead and the game with Virginia, how's preseason practice gone for your team, and do you feel like you're relatively healthy going into the opener?
Well, it's been really, really good. Our guys have worked really hard, obviously, just probably like everybody else. You know, when you come into a new season and you get them in camp, they're excited about it. We're probably similar to everybody else about practice number 15. They started getting tired of hitting each other, and it got a little testy sometimes. But I think our guys are preparing for a football season, not just an individual game. And hopefully we kind of got that, across to them that, it is a long season and we got to prepare for a long season. Health-wise, we probably, just like everybody else too, dinged up a little bit with some hamstrings and some small and minor things that we've missed some practice time. But, hopefully we'll get some of these guys back this week.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of David Till with Daily Press.
Good morning, Russ.
Hello. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, suffice to say, you have had some curious experiences in terms of timing of FBS games. I mean, Alabama and Florida State right before the playoffs, opening at Nebraska. Do you prefer these games to be the opener like it is this week? And also, do you like them, period, playing in FBS and the experience it provides and the money?
Oh, no question. I love playing them. I think our players love playing them. And I think this, as long as we continue to do it and they agree to play FCS programs, that we want to do it and we'll continue to do it year in and year out. For the most part, you cannot dictate when you're going to play these games. They kind of dictate to you, this is when we want to play them. And, you plug them in. We played Tennessee one year, the fifth or sixth game of the year when I was at Chattanooga. So we've been all over the map, part of the schedule with them. And you just take them. You take them where you can get them, obviously, for budget reasons. But to get that opportunity to go play in a place like the University of Virginia in that setting and, different places that we've been, I think you've got to take advantage of it.
Is there any tape out there on Bryce Perkins from junior college?
Yes, there is.
If
you want me to expand on that, huh?
Yes, if you would, please.
No, there's film out there. Yes, there is film of him in junior college, yes.
What are your impressions of him?
Tremendous player. He throws a great ball. Obviously, he can run. He's pretty electric with the ball in his hands. He's a guy that obviously we have to pay a whole bunch of attention to in more ways than one. Sometimes you get a thrower we don't have to defend him running a football, or you get a runner, you don't have to. But we're going to have to figure out ways to defend him in both aspects of the game. But they've got a lot of really good players, on that football team that can beat you in a lot of different ways. So, we know we're playing a bunch of people, not just him. But he is electric, no question about that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Your next question. Your next question comes from the line of Ronald Counts with the Charlottesville Daily Progress.
Hey, Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Your two senior receivers, Drajon Brissett and Tyler Wilkins, how much value do they add to that wide receiver room and to that group as a whole?
They're really good players. They both had great years last year for us in preseason all-conference guys. They got some length to them, which is really good. I think, Brissett can really run and stretch the field, where I think Tyler Wilkins
has a really great knack of doing something with the ball once he catches it, and getting positive extra yards and turning a 6-yard play into a maybe a 12 to 15-yard play. So we're excited about both those guys. They're both healthy and excited to play.
And how much value does that depth overall give to you guys, the coaching staff, when you're bringing in a new quarterback like this?
Well, it's huge. You know, we've actually got quite a few that have played a lot of football here, not only Brissett and Wilkins, but also Cortrell Simpson, who had a tremendous year for us last year. Caleb Drake played, and then Jamal Bevels, we're getting back. He missed last season with a knee injury, but the previous year he was really good for him before we got here. So we feel good about 5 or 6. We got a young kid in Ben Maffey, so we feel good about 5-6 deep, which is huge. But I think the chemistry with Kevin, and Kevin actually played with these guys 2 years ago in the playoffs, so they're used to that. Matter of fact, he had a big throwing catch in one of the playoff games against North Dakota to Tyler that helped him win that football game. Last year, Kevin took all backup snaps during the course of the year, preparing him to play. Now, fortunately, we got the redshirting because Kyle stayed healthy. But so he has prepared last year like he was going to play every single game, and I think that helped him too.
And speaking of Bevels, where is he health wise, and how long will it take you to kind of fit him into the offense?
He's healthy, no question about that. He's been practicing now. He got hurt and missed 6 or 7 days in the middle of camp that may have set him back a little bit, but we're pleased with him. I think as the year progresses, he'll get more and more involved in the offense. But, he's a really good player, and the knee is 100% ready. Doesn't have any issues with it. So, but again, when you've got, some guys that played a lot, and all three of those guys had over 800 yards receiving yards last year, the three I mentioned before. So, I think Bevels will fit in. He'll play. He'll do a lot of special teams for us, and we're excited to have him back.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Russ, we've talked a lot about the offense defensively. I think early in the year your guys struggled with the change in scheme, but certainly got better and better as year went along. With preparation going in this year, how much different has it been, and do you see them as a lot more comfortable with what you're doing?
Yeah, a lot more comfortable, no question about that. And you're absolutely right. We got better as the year went on. We didn't play very well early in the season. I think our guys got used to what we were trying to do. And, that was so important for us for our guys to see that they can be successful in this scheme and to get better and to play well as the season progressed. And that was a credit to our guys. Hanging in there with us and continuing to improve week in and week out. It's like night and day through camp, spring practice and camp. Just now it's let's expand it, let's do some other things. We got the basics down, and let's kind of do some more things and put our players in more positions to make plays.
Okay, we've got time just for one more media question. If you'll get the first one for us, please, Tamika.
Your question comes from the line of John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Russ, how about evaluating your punting situation with a freshman, Micah Breckenridge, out there, and what you're trying to do with that this year in terms of the rugby style and all that?
Micah will punt for us as a true freshman. We couldn't keep that hidden, so I think everybody knows that a freshman will be punting. I think the one thing about Micah is he's very athletic. He's got great hands. He's a pretty cool customer. Nothing has affected him in camp. He's an excellent player. So we're thrilled that he's in this program, and I'm so excited that we recruited him, we signed him, and he does not look like a freshman out there. Now, he hasn't taking a snap at the University of Virginia in front of all those folks. So I think he'll be okay, but from what I've seen in practice, really, really excited to have him. I think he'll do a tremendous job for us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
All right, Russ, thanks very much for your time today. Good luck in Charlottesville on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right.